Victoria is going to come up here and do their thing. Everybody, at the count of three, we want to give a big speak to Radar. One, two, three.
Our first steps are shaky, legs splayed like a bridge, hands clasped in fingers like crane hooks. Our last steps are leaning, inching and tottering, body slanted like Pisa. So then, what do we see of Israel? A country still breastfeeding at the teat of a land as old as the first stories, wrinkled with each sectioning off, and can you cut me a piece? Lurching and staggering, a region of chronic instability. So, brace yourself against a sturdy wooden door jamb. Work your fingerprints into the whorls and knot and grain of this tree flesh that houses you. Become a termite, mulching and crunching new veins and pathways towards the heart of the house. This holy land, this sanctuary. Cocoon yourself there. You are safe, cherished, untouchable, except for the teeth of flame closing around the throats of us all as it feeds on our words of fear and hatred, so that it opens wide a blazing maw. And it is hot as I take my first steps in Jerusalem, where people keep their enemies in close quarters, packed in like so many different colored buttons inside of a tailor's box. I'd feel the butt of a rifle against my back. Turning, I'd see the eyes of a child. God made a man with a dosing of suspicion, so that I must look away lest those two pinpricks of piety see my doubt at the price of this land, given for free with a mortgage of blood we may never stop paying. And yes, now they would call me traitor and drag me off for the ink on my arms and the thought in my heart that Zion has become a four-letter word meaning a poor excuse to kill. But I would wrap my legs around a burning bush and cry out that this is a broken present, a tribe with a coming-of-age ritual turned barbaric, where sacred monuments, gender-divided, leave an ugly scrap of wailing wall the size of a pickup truck for women, while across the impenetrable divide lies a sea of beards and black hats. So no, I do not care for your burial rites. Take back your Kaddish. I have felt earth far more sacred than this beneath my feet. And you will say it is because my mother was a convert. And I will reply that it is because of a diet of Anne Frank's diary, Schindler's List, and my grandparents' own stories of Auschwitz on every high holy day, so that Hanukkah and Holocaust became synonyms of my Judaism. And this taught me that any form of hatred that drives us to kill is madness. Is flint and tinder, and Israel's fires may have started in the ovens of concentration camps, but it has been decades since Hitler used our flesh to rake the coals together. Rather, now our palms coated in pitch, we are reaching for a chokehold, letting the murderous spark fly between Israelis and Palestinians, Jews and Muslims, Ashkenazi and Sephardic, Hasidim and soldiers and children, old world and new. And there is more kindling here than can be doused by all the sand in the Negev or all the water in the Red Sea. And we have become arsonists, burning down our own houses to smoke out a single termite. And the mouth of the flame is growing large enough to consume the world. And God's promises will no longer stand as sanctuary or shelter. And we will have only each other to hold ourselves up.
Radar, Victoria.